Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and Smokies getting set for game two of a six-game set. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the newest Biloxi Shucker, Ernesto Martinez. Ernesto, thanks so much for joining us.
How you doing, man? How you doing? Nice. It's nice to be here. It's a dream come true, and yeah, hoping to get the best of me. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? First time in AA, and last night you get your first hit, you reach base three times, and you drive in a run.
Yeah, it was nice. I think, you know, baseball is baseball everywhere. So you just gotta get that air and then have the confidence of what you've already worked in, and things will come, you know. Like, that's pretty much what happened last night.
How excited are you to be here in AA?
I'm pretty excited. I mean, I was dreaming out about, like, you know, being here. I was, you know, hoping to start the year here, but, you know, I started in high. I was struggling a little bit at the beginning. I was like, okay, I gotta, you know, get my things together. And then I did a pretty good job over there. They sent me here, and then this is what we're reaching for now. We're aiming a little bit higher.
How much of a confidence boost is that to get the bump up to AA?
It's a big confidence boost, you know, because all the guys we got here are probably the most talented guys we got right now. So, you know, I show you, I got everybody. So when you're playing with guys like that, yeah, I mean, you feel confident. You know, you feel talented too. And then whenever they do something, you feel like you can enchain all that and get yourself into it too. So it's great.
How fun is it to be a part of a lineup here in Biloxi too that is filled with guys who can hit 1 through 9, including you, who were in the lineup last night?
It feels great. You know, it's as we talked, it's a confidence boost. And, like, you know, it gives you a lot, like, leverage on what you can do. You know, if you do your job, somebody's going to, you know, bring the run in. You get him over, somebody's going to bring him in. It's not like, hey, nobody can hit behind. No, everybody can hit. So it's not like you got to take it all on your back or something. No, everybody can hit, no. And, yeah, it's a big feeling.
Your year in Appleton, it really was, once the weather warmed up, you had a massive hot streak. You had an incredible July OPS over 1,000. What really clicked for you in July up in Appleton?
I feel like, you know, it's pretty curious. You know, I was looking at some of my teammates working the cage. I was like, hey, man, you know, I'm hitting a lot of ground balls. What can I do? And I see you hitting bombs. You never hit bombs before. And then he goes to me, no, I'm doing this and that. And I'm like, okay, like, what can I see? Just look it up on YouTube. I'm like, what? Like, I look it up on YouTube. And then I tried the next day, and then next day it just went off. And then after that, the rest was history, you know.
Well, and that's the beauty of the internet. You can go to YouTube and bam, it's right there.
Yeah, it was. It's a pretty particular way to learn, but I mean, it worked.
You're also a guy who grew up with your dad playing professional baseball in the country of France. What was it like growing up with your dad in France playing baseball?
Yeah, I mean, the history goes like all the way back to Cuba. You know, my dad he left Cuba, you know, during the Castro's regime. Like, he went to France, and then I was playing baseball in Cuba. I went to, you know, international championships in Cuba until U15. And then after that, he took me out of Cuba because before you are 18 years old, if you haven't left the country, you at 16, you go to military service, mandatory. So he took me out of the country. I went to play baseball over there, and then after that, I played with him in the National Series, and I played with him in the World Baseball Classic. So, yeah, that's pretty much
how special was it to play with your dad in the World Baseball Classic qualifiers?
He was great. I mean, he would be at practice with him. I would be hitting, like, in Team A, Team B. I would be hitting third. My dad would be hitting fourth. I was 16 years old, so it was a dream. And my dad was, and I, like, kind of, like, looking back, you don't feel like it's special at the moment. But once you get older, you're like, bro, I really play with my dad. Like, I was 16, but I really play with my dad. I thought that anybody could do that, but no, like, you gotta have a certain age difference. Your dad has to be still active and playing good to, you know, to, like, make. So, yeah, it was amazing.
It's the Martinez's and it's the Griffies, right?
Yeah, I think it's only. I think the Griffies did it in the big leagues. We did it internationally. So, I mean, I loved it. I loved it. It feels special now.
How much did your dad help influence not only your amateur and international baseball career, but your pro career since coming here to the States?
My dad, once I stopped, you know, I was a pitcher before, after the World Baseball Classic. So after I stopped pitching, I became a hitter. I flew to the Dominican Republic, you know, where I met, you know, Tatis. And then my dad, like, probably like 1 month after, he was like, wait, what you doing over there? Who are you with? He went over there. He helped me through my whole signature process until I signed with the Brewers. He was always there with me, like, practice, you know, giving every single day, everything, you know.
How special was that to have him alongside you through that process? Because that is a really rigorous process to get signed.
Yeah, So my dad helped me with attitude. You know, you're young. You know, he helped me with attitude and everything. He was taking me out of like trouble, or you know, like he was my guidance over there. So I would feel like he was like my guard. You know, I had my mom too there. So my dad was like my guard on everything. He was really, yeah, he was like, yeah.
Outside of the baseball spectrum, you're a guy who probably has the record for the most languages spoken and of anybody in the entirety of the Southern League. You got English, Spanish, French, Haitian Creole. How impressive is it to know all those different languages?
So, you know, growing up, my mom's side and my mom's grandmother and mother and father, they came in a boat. Probably like 70 years ago, 80 years ago, and then they established themselves in Cuba, but the Haitian never got in my family. So I always knew a little bit of Haitian, not that much, but I always knew. And Spanish was my natural language. And when I was a pitcher, as I told you earlier, I went with Eric Gagne to Arizona. He was my pitching coach, and he told me that for me to be able to talk or buy anything or talk to any girl, anything, I would have to speak English. And it took me 1 month to start learning English.
You learned English in 1 month?
Yeah, 1 month. And then the accent, I picked it up in like 3. Yeah, because I really, really wanted it that bad. And then when I went to France, I was already practicing some French in Cuba, like basic stuff. And then when I got to France, it took me like, 3 months to learn it. Yeah. I wish I would go to China. I want to wonder what it would be like.
Well, I mean, you learned English in 3 months. You learned French in 3 months. It probably takes you 2 months. You're good to go with any other language.
It's really useful. You know, sometimes you got people that are talking right next to you and they don't think you know what they're talking about, or you go in anywhere, any country, you just know what you're saying. And, you know, it's a real, but if I will give an advice to anyone, it's like learn English and learn another language that's international, because anywhere you go, you're going to either have to speak one of the three, you know.
Well, Ernesto, thanks much for joining us. Awesome to see you in Biloxi. Congrats on that first hit last night.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. First pitch at 6:35.